For KUAR News, I'm Malcolm Glover. University of Arkansas at Fayetteville Chancellor David Gearhart spent most of his morning in Little Rock fielding questions from state lawmakers. Gearhart had to respond to audit findings that show the university's fundraising unit spent millions of dollars over its budget. The audit released this week shows that the University of Arkansas Fayetteville's Advancement Division increased spending 67% in a four-year period without a complementary increase in revenue. State Representative Kim Hammer of the Legislative Joint Auditing Committee outlined some of the review's findings.
We found there was lack of fiscal oversight by Brad Schoch, the Vice Chancellor. The Vice Chancellor gave his computer login credentials to the Budget Director, who approved expenditures and other transactions. He relied on but did not verify or monitor information or budget reports prepared by the Budget Director.
The aforementioned actions and others caused the fundraising unit to end the 2012 fiscal year with a $4.19 million deficit. Chancellor Gearhart told the committee that he accepts full responsibility in the matter and will fix the problem.
We are strengthening the oversight and responsibility of the university, as well as the training of staff in system operations. We have replaced personnel. We have changed reporting lines of budget officers to ensure more stringent accountability.
Committee Chairman Brian King expressed concerns about media reports concerning transparency, accountability, and the university's adherence to freedom of information laws.
One of the nagging questions I've got is, why did the Democrat Gazette have to sue the university in order to get the information that they were seeking in the lawsuit?
Yes, sir. We were advised by our attorneys that that information was protected under the law, and that we would have to get the people that were affected by that document, get their sign off before we could do that.
In terms of the fundraising issue, Gearhart says they received over 100 FOI requests, and the university released thousands of documents in order to comply with the law. At the same hearing, John Diamond, the outgoing chief spokesman for the state's flagship university, accused Chancellor Gearhart of ordering the destruction of financial records from the fundraising unit. Gearhart said the claims were false and called Diamond a disgruntled, soon-to-be former employee. In Little Rock, I'm Malcolm Glover.